This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former executive vice president and scout in the front offices for the Giants, among other teams, a Super Bowl champion, and now part of NFL Game Day on NFL Network, which I really enjoy on Sundays. Mark, we're seeing an astounding change with the Jets organization. Just 5 weeks into their season, they end up getting rid of Robert Saleh. And by all accounts, the locker room is shocked by this change that's coming from the top with Woody Johnson. Yet, what does this do to a locker room? What impact does it have on a team when a coach is fired like this?
Yeah, you know, I've been a part of some firings, but postseason, you know, not during the season, especially not this early, but it definitely was a surprise to me. You know, I thought it might be later on or, of course, at the end of the year if the Jets didn't play well, but it just seemed all along that he was going to get used as a scapegoat. If the season didn't go well, it wouldn't be blamed on Aaron Rodgers. And you know, for the players, I'm sure they probably, not probably, but they definitely noticed and felt if there was tension in the building between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and the coaching staff and what Aaron Rodgers wants to do and what Robert Saleh wanted to do. So I think that definitely was noticed by the players, felt by the players, and for the way that the decision that came down, the more the information that's coming out about what happened and how it happened. You know, for the Jets, it's just a continual progression of just what they do and the turnover that they've had. You know, Woody Johnson said he hasn't fired a coach in the season, but okay, well, this is you're going on what, your fifth coach in 10 years, 11 years or something. So, you know, the chaos and the lack of stability is just not helpful for anybody, not the way to win.
You had written a column about a bunch of players who were slow in starting the NFL season, Aaron Rodgers being one of those. He had a 3-interception game in London. The offense has been pretty brutal the last couple of games. What are you seeing with him and with that Jets offense?
Yeah, I wrote that article, then he delivered for me with 3 picks a couple days later. And in the article, the first thing I said was I was skeptical about him. Not this year, but last year I was skeptical about a 39-year-old player who had been on the downside, and I was even certainly much, much more skeptical coming into this season with a 40-year-old guy coming off of an Achilles. It's never been done. It would have been a historic accomplishment for him to play at a high level, and I had seen, and I've been saying it for the last couple of years, that Aaron Rodgers had been playing well, and I've been scouted for 20-plus years, and when players start to decline, and especially quarterbacks, when they get older, Father Time is undefeated. I never saw a player get better. I'm just going off the history of thousands and thousands of players that I've been around and seen, and I didn't feel as if there was hope for Aaron Rodgers getting better from what I had seen on the field. And when quarterbacks get older, they don't, and the things that made Aaron Rodgers special was what, hanging around in the pocket when things broke down, I'm going to work magic and get out of there and start making things happen. And he just doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't have the ability to do that anymore. Also, older quarterbacks, they don't like the rush. They don't like stuff in their face. They just, they've taken enough hits and they don't like it. And you saw that the last few years, even at, with him in Green Bay, where he just didn't like it. And getting the ball out as quickly as possible to avoid hits and go at your first read. And I had seen it enough with quarterbacks and older quarterbacks that they just try to get it out as quickly as possible. And that's what you see with their offense this year. And then also, he's injured and he can't move around. And I had seen that as well at Green Bay, where he didn't move around as well to make plays, which made him special. And he can't do that anymore. So with those two things, we can go through other things, but just those two major, major factors right there, where stuff is in my face, I can't deal with it, I can't get out of pressure, and I can't make plays anymore like I used to. That's why you're seeing a diminished Aaron Rodgers and a diminished Jets offense.
I'm a little surprised that the run game hasn't been more consistent for New York, but what's the solution in order to cover up some of the losses to his skills at the age of 40?
Well, keep looking at games like you just saw the other day. The majority of the times when we talk about things being fixed, well, sometimes things just can't be fixed, and there's no answers. And that's why there's teams that make the playoffs, and there's going to be a bunch of teams that don't, and there's going to be a bunch of bad teams. If every team could fix their problems, they'd all have winning records and they'd make the playoffs. But there's a hierarchy of here's the really good teams, here's the mediocre teams, and here's the bad teams. And some teams can't straighten it out. When you look at the Jets offense, number one, you know, you've got a quarterback who's bottom tier, not playing well. Then you've got an offensive line who's not good either. And then you look at the skill players outside of Garrett Wilson, they don't have much there. And I know Woody Johnson said this is the most talented team he's had since he's been there. But when I look at that offense, it's just not a ton of talent. You know, they bet a lot on old linemen to come in there, Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses to help out. And it was just a lot of a high risk, somewhat minimum reward for a lot of the players that they brought in there. So there's just a lot of fundamental problems that they have there at that offense.
Mark Ross is with us from NFL Network, an analyst that you'll see on game day coming up on Sunday, week 6 already. Wow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I like the foresight in your column because you also talked about Drake May, admitting that it was a little bit of an unconventional guy to include, but he didn't play for the first 5 weeks for the Patriots. We now know they're going to him in week 6. I'll admit I'm a little worried about the young guy behind that offensive line, but what do you see?
I went to the Patriots camp during training camp, and the staff was all in on, we're going to play Jacoby Brissett. We're going to run the football. We're going to play tough D. You know, everybody, the personnel staff, the coaches, like, okay, that's well and good, but all right, when you start losing games and you don't look good, then what are you going to do? And you've got this player, this quarterback, who's you took up there for a reason, and everyone was excited about for a reason, and didn't trade out of there and took him for a reason. You know, it's only a matter of time before you had to get him on the field. And as bad as that Patriots offense is, it's like, all right, what are you going to do? Keep putting Jacoby Brissett out there and scoring 8 points a game and everybody's miserable and there's no hope? That's not a strategy. You can't just keep doing that. All right, people are worried about Drake May, but you know what? You might have a C.J. Stroud situation. Last year when C.J. Stroud started that season, there was not one person that thought that C.J. Stroud would do what he did and were worried about the personnel he had around him with the Texans. So if you never played C.J. Stroud, you wouldn't know you had C.J. Stroud. And so it's the same thing with Drake May. If you're worried about him, but maybe he is a revelation and he raises the level of everyone else around him. He makes the offensive line better because the sacks that Jacoby Brissett took, Drake May maybe can work his magic and escape the pocket and make plays on the move. And that's the element of a franchise quarterback who turn out to be great, is that they can take that. They can take the adversity. They can take the punishment. They can take the up and down and still come out better for it on the other end. And if you don't play him, you just don't know if you have that. So, you know, the concern of him getting beat up, well, if he's the guy and he's resilient and he's tough, he'll make it out better on that end of it. And if he's the man and he's a revelation like C.J. Stroud was last year, then you're super happy for it.
Well, what about in Washington, where the number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels, has been supremely accurate to start the season? They've won 4 in a row. It's kind of like they think they've got the next year's version of C.J. Stroud.
Well, they got him. There's no guesswork in that. I mean, he looks like a star already. I love Jaden coming out. I thought it was razor thin between he and Caleb for that first pick. I thought, you know, both of those guys were destined to be stars in this league. And Caleb started slow, and he's showing you that he's going to be right there too. But Jaden really jumped out there, you know, pretty much game two and just taking the league by storm with the things he showed at LSU. You know, as a scout, I always go back to that. You always want to see the elements of what you saw as a player in college that transfers to the NFL. Like, those are the things. And what you saw in Jaden Daniels at LSU, you're seeing those things now. The poise, the playmaking, the vision, the confidence, the leadership, the dual threat, you know, the most explosive runner since Lamar coming out. So you're seeing all those things. And he's, again, talked about Drake May being a revelation. Jaden Daniels changed that entire franchise just by being him. They had a nice infrastructure around him, but he's raised the level of everybody in that D.C. area. You know, the team, of course, you know, he just raises everything. And where we're talking about, okay, Washington may be a, you know, good team, scrappy and all. Now you're talking about, man, they're probably the best team in the NFC East and looking like one of the best teams in the NFC. And this will continue. This is not a fluke. It'll continue for Jaden Daniels.
Mark Ross is with us from NFL Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So the Commanders are 4-1, Texans are 4-1. One of the great surprises to start the season, the Vikings at 5-0. And I know a lot is made of Sam Darnold, but what stands out to you about this team, the only one in the NFC that hasn't lost yet?
Yeah, that the Vikings, of course, are the surprise of the year so far. And I that was another team I covered during training camp, and I was there, and all the talk was about J.J. McCarthy and, you know, of course, taking him, and rightfully so. And but we had interviewed Kevin O'Connell and the GM, Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah, and both expressed extreme confidence in Sam Darnold. And it was one of those things like, okay, sure, sure. But everything they expressed, their confidence in him, he's shown and has lived up to that and has played better than he's played in his career. So he's been rewarding them for that confidence. But the thing that really stands out is the defense. With Brian Flores adoring with that defense and, you know, just really crushing it. And even last week in that game where he kept them in there, where you know, almost fell apart but made the plays at the end. And Sam Darnold did not, and the offense did not play their best. But, you know, game in and game out, you know, Brian Flores and that defense, except for that second half of that Green Bay game, have really been taking control of games. But with that combination, when you've got a D playing at that level and you've got offensive playmakers and a quarterback who's resurgent, you know, they look legit.
Yes, I love the story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always early in the season where you've got teams that surprise people, never expected the Vikings to do what they're doing. Why can it happen that way in that people don't see it coming, Mark?
You know, you kind of focus on a lot of somewhat more of the glamorous themes, and you discount some of the other storylines of the Sam Darnold, you know, and I would be guilty of that too if coming into the season as Sam Darnold's going to be the starting quarterback. As I said, like, okay, well, the Vikings will be 2-3 right now, or 1-4. So I think, number one, you start with the quarterbacks, and you know, the hope that you have there. And when you have sort of a journeyman type like Sam Darnold, you get surprised. Last year it was a Baker Mayfield, you know, coming into the mix, or like nobody was counting on the Bucks, and then Baker starts playing well. So I think those are really the teams that surprise you, are the ones where they may have a quarterback who either is young and takes a step forward really fast. I mentioned C.J. Stroud and the Texans, something like that, or a quarterback like a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield who come out of the shadows and play better than what they've played.
On the other end of the spectrum, there are a couple of teams that have really struggled first 5 weeks. Maybe we knew the Patriots were in rebuild mode and the Panthers still have a lot of questions to answer. But there are a couple of other 1-4 teams like the Bengals, the Jaguars finally getting a win. Those are a couple that surprised me. What's your reaction to their slow starts?
Yeah, the Bengals, you know, historically start slow with Joe Burrow. I think he was 1-4 in opening games, but you thought, okay, after 2 or 3, he'll be back in the mix. He'll be okay. And, you know, the way their offense is playing, you know, that game last week was the game of the year against Baltimore, but their defense really has been the surprise of they just can't stop anybody. And that's what's holding them back. And with the offense, you're thinking, yep, the Bengals and the D has shown that they can be competitive and play really well. But that's what's really letting them down right now. You know, Jacksonville, you're thinking, okay, what Trevor Lawrence are we going to get? And for the first 4 games, it was, oh, man, this is the bad Trevor Lawrence. There's no confidence in this team. And, you know, was that a get-right game last week against the Colts with finally putting together an offensive explosion? So, you know, this week will be a huge one for them against the Bears in London to see what the Bears defense may be the best D they've played this year. But this will be a huge one to see if they can bounce back and get back in the win column.
You've got the NFL Network broadcast of Jaguars and Bears Sunday morning, 9:30 Eastern, that's 6:30 Pacific from London. Second of 3 consecutive weeks starting off the game day slate in London. All right, Mark, we talked about the Vikings being 5-0 and what a great surprise that is. I'm not sure anybody's surprised by the Chiefs being 5-0, but the way that they do it to me is always so astounding. They change these pieces around Patrick Mahomes year after year, and yet still, I know the defense is a big part of it, but goodness, are they just impervious now to changes around this quarterback because of he and Andy Reid and that glue that keeps everybody together?
They're the new Patriots. They're the new, not the new Patriots. Let me just say they're the new Tom Brady. You know, when the Patriots were on their run and Brady was doing his thing, and you know, throughout the talk, well, would the Patriots do it this way? Well, no, they're different. You can't compare any other team to what Tom Brady was doing because he's the GOAT, and they're just different. And it's the same thing with Kansas City, where what they do, what Mahomes does, what Andy Reid does, it's just different than what everybody else can do. And no one else can get away with what they do because of that shows you the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and the greatness of Andy Reid. And, okay, Patrick, okay, you lost your top 3, whatever. Just, you know, put these guys in here and go. And, you know, there's a cast-off he's playing with, and they look like they're playing better than they've ever played. But that's, I talked about earlier, about quarterbacks raising the level of people around them. And that's what Patrick Mahomes does more than anybody, where he just raises the level of whoever plays with him. You can't replicate that. You can't duplicate it. You can't do it like we can do it like them. Just put them somewhere else. Everyone else could compete to see if you can knock them off. But until then, they're in their whole different stratosphere.
What are a couple of the matchups that we've got ahead on the schedule, Mark, that kind of stand out to you that are good gauges for teams now?
I mean, the game of the week is this Baltimore-Washington game. We talked about Jaden Daniels, but I can't believe they weren't able to get that done, flexing that in the prime time, because you've got Lamar playing at the MVP level once again, and it's incredible. He's an underrated MVP. The guy's playing better than he's ever played, and you see all these MVP odds, and he says, what is anybody watching? But, you know, Jaden Daniels and see, you know, the ascension that he can make if he can topple that. And then, of course, Monday night to see that Buffalo Jets game, especially if being in MetLife Stadium, the crowd reaction. I mean, that'll just be super fun, super crazy to see how that thing goes down. There's a lot of prove it stuff. With Philly coming back against Cleveland, talk radio about the, you know, Eagles fans going crazy. If they lose to Cleveland, that bad Cleveland team, that'll just be, you know, the disaster here in this area. That Tampa New Orleans game is very intriguing as well. So a lot of good fun games Detroit-Dallas, didn't even get to that one. You know, that's another huge one to see. Dallas squeaks one out. Detroit puts on an offensive clinic last week down there in Dallas to see how that one turns out with two teams that think they really have contention in the future.
Is it time to worry about the San Francisco 49ers? Because they start out at Seattle this week.
I was on air yesterday. We had a segment about the 49ers. And what's worry? Is worry that they can be a legit Super Bowl contender? Yes. Serious worry that they can win the West and be in the playoffs? No. I think they still have enough, despite all of the injuries and turmoil there. It's, you know, the contract situations that they've had to deal with. You know, that's a lot. They've had to deal with a lot, and, you know, that curse of losing in the Super Bowl for teams is striking once again, where you're just not at that level. And because, you know, teams change every year, it's never the same. And the Christian McCaffrey injury is huge, but they still have tons of playmakers. They still have tons of talent on that team that they should be able to win their division still get in the playoffs. And if things go right, you know, break right, they can make a little run. But yes, there is worry that if they are a legit serious Super Bowl contender, but they'll still be in the mix.
Do you think that same type of frenzy in the offseason, preseason training camp applies to the Cowboys as well, considering that they're also still in this weird space where we're not seeing a lot of forward momentum?
Well, with San Fran, they've been in the NFC Championship game a bunch. They've been to the Super Bowl, you know, a couple times in the last X amount of years. So
Right. They've
done it. You know, they just haven't won the whole thing, but they've gotten damn close, you know, a lot. And they've been in the mix, whereas Dallas has not. You know, that's the difference, where San Fran's just their standard is Super Bowl and being, you know, winning it because they've been so close, where Dallas's standard is just trying to win a playoff game. So that's the difference in the two organizations. And Dallas has just been eternally a disappointment for the last 20, 30 years, whatever it's been since they last made it to the NFC Championship game. And, you know, all of the issues that they have had, starting with the contract distractions and lack of talent in the backfield. And, you know, now Micah's hurt and Dexter Lawrence is hurt. I mean, Lawrence is hurt and, you know, Marcus Lawrence is hurt. So it's just been a lot for them to overcome. And this is where Dak has to show. I keep saying it with quarterbacks. Can he take his game to another level? Can he raise everybody up? And up to this point, he has not shown he can do that. Can he do it? And that's really what you'll look for with the Cowboys the rest of the way.
All right, Mark, I'll ask you one more panic, because I like this theme. It's kind of sad. We're preying on the panic of fan bases around the country. The Cleveland Browns, you mentioned, they're terrible. They're 1-4. And the Deshaun Watson question, people have been expecting this going back to the guaranteed contract. But the defense is also not playing well. What do you do at this point with the Browns?
Number one, you got to play Jameis Winston. You just have to, you know, for the psyche of everybody in that organization. I of course, on public record, the head coach, yeah, everybody said, yeah, we believe in Deshaun still, but I guarantee you there's not one person who thinks that guy can play anymore. And when you look week after week after week and you just see how abysmal he is as a player, you know, if his name was anything else and he didn't have that contract, there'd be no way he'd still be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I just think when you know that as a team and you're going in, the team, players are smart. They know. And when you're watching film every week and you're going through those games, that those guys probably just are looking like, what is going on here? This guy is killing us. And it's really his malpractice for an organization to keep trotting him out there, because, I mean, he is beyond, at this point, really the worst quarterback in the league. And, I think just Jameis, for better or for worse, he's the answer. Of course not, but at least Jameis has shown throughout his career that he can put points up in the board. You know, he can move the ball. He can be streaky, and it seems as if he's got a lot more leadership quality to him there. So I think that Deshaun Watson situation may be the worst trade in the history of sports, and it's just coming back to haunt them still, and it's going to keep haunting them. But for the sake of the psyche of the franchise, the organization, that city, they just can't keep trotting him out there as a starter.
Crazy enough, though, that may have spared Nick Caserio in Houston. Pulling off that trade all of a sudden changed the perspective of so many people around his management and his decisions in the front office.
No question. Yeah, no question.
That's how quickly it happens, right? It's a precarious territory in the NFL, and Mark Ross knows because he was in player evaluation and scouting for front offices for years, including the Giants. So a Super Bowl champion with them. Now NFL Network analyst. Oh, and the pride of Princeton.
Yeah, we look good. At black and orange, we look good. And, talk about it. Every week my highlight is to see if my guy Andre Yoshivas from the Bengals, he's a receiver for the Bengals, he gets a big catch or a touchdown. So when I do the game day live, hopefully always get the Bengals highlights and hopefully he gets a big catch.
Yes, you can find Mark online at Mark with a C, Ross, and catch him this weekend on NFL Network Game Day, which is where I see him on Sundays. It's always good to catch up with you, Mark. Thank you so much for a few minutes.
My pleasure. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.